All right. That was Keep On Pushing Back by Matt Ward. I'm just going to go. I'll go play a quick few announcements, and then we'll actually begin our interview, and we'll begin our interview with Matt Ward. You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM.
Keffiyehs are Palestinian scarves, and they're a symbol of support for justice for the Palestinian people. Buying one will support the last remaining factory in Hebron that makes keffiyehs, and all proceeds from the sales support projects in Palestine, especially Gaza, as well as local solidarity organizations. From the traditional black and white keffiyeh to an array of modern designs, all scarves are $35 each. Explore the range and order online, or drop by 3CR during business hours. Wear your support for the rights of Palestinians. Go to keffiyehs.org.au, that's keffiyehs.org.au, a 3CR supporter.
All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we're joined today by Matt Ward, who has been writing for Green Left since 2009. And he also wrote the book Real Talk, Aboriginal Rappers Talk About Their Music and Country, and Makes Political Music. And, of course, this month he actually released a new album called Client Wars. So welcome back to the show, Matt.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Welcome, Matt. And we were just listening to your song, Keep On Pushing Back. So congratulations on your new album, Climate Wars. Can you tell us about it and the making of it?
Yeah, thanks very much. This album, Climate Wars, I wanted to make it kind of personal and emotional, which is an angle I think you don't really get much when in reporting on climate. So I wanted to get that angle in, and a lot of it is about the way it makes me feel about my son's future and with climate change. Like a lot of environmentalists, I wasn't really planning on having children. Our son was a bit of a surprise or a shock to us. So that's, you know, it's got a huge sort of emotional angle in dealing with that. And then kids, they often surprise you in the way that they think, or maybe don't think that the way that you want them to or expect them to. So when I tried to talk about the climate with my son, he would say, oh, it's just too depressing to talk about. Which is, and his friends wouldn't talk about it because it's too depressing. Which is something I hadn't even thought of. And then I kind of thought that Greta Thunberg would be a big hero to those kids. So I asked my son what he thought about Greta, and he said, oh, she's a bit of a weirdo. So we can surprise you in unexpected ways, and perhaps not think the way that you want them to think. So I put a lot of that into the album. Also, I always read right-wing media, as well as left-wing media and non-corporate media, just to get a broader picture of what's going on in the world and the way people think. So I've tried to get that sort of right-wing perspective into the album as well, because I do feel there's a war over the climate between the left and right wing. So I even spent a year reading Rupert Murdoch's biggest selling paper in Australia, which is the Sydney Daily Telegraph, just to get an idea of the views that are expressed in that paper. And that was kind of like being locked in a hospital for the insane, for me. But I got that into a song called A Message from the Murdoch Media, which is one of the songs on the album Climate Wars as well.
Thanks, Matt. Just to let you know, we can make out what you're saying, and I know you didn't want us that you'd be speaking outside under your hoodie, but the acoustics aren't that great. Did you want to maybe come up, maybe speak away from your phone, or yeah, do what it takes to sound a bit clearer?
Is that any better?
That's better. Thank you.
Just to recap quickly, I was saying I was trying to make it a lot more personal and emotional, this album, because that's an aspect that you don't often see with the reporting on the climate. So a lot of it's about my son and his future and the way that the climate depresses him and his friends and so on.
No, that's great. Thanks for giving us a bit of a an explanation on your new album, Climate Wars. I guess like you have been making music based on protests, on protest chants. We know we've had you on the show before, but how did you start making this kind of music and, you know, what kind of inspires you?
I played the trumpet as a kid, so I played principal cornet in about four different bands, and I grew up in a brass band area near Manchester in England, but didn't make music for years. I was just like a raver for years, and then when my son was 5 years old, he picked up my wife's iPad and started making music on GarageBand, and because he had no notion of how to make music, it sounded like sort of freeform jazz. And I thought, wow, it's that easy to make music that a five-year-old can just pick up an iPad and do it. I'm going to have a go. And I instantly got hooked. And I remember staring at the screen and thinking, wow, nothing else matters now. So the first album that I made was, or the second album was actually entirely made on the iPad and was all about Apple, about its sweatshops and so on, and its child labor and the fact that the people working in these factories can't even afford an iPad. That's out there on all platforms, including iTunes and Apple Music, ironically. So that's the way that I got started making music, and I've since done like nine concept albums about everything from Elon Musk and all his shenanigans and his controversial mission to the Mars. I've done albums about financial markets, about the media itself, protest chants, as you say, and this latest one about the climate.
Yeah, great. And we were just listening to one of your songs, Keep Pushing Back. I think it's the first track on the album. Did you just want to tell us a little bit about that song, Matt?
Yeah, Keep Pushing Back sort of gets to the heart of those climate wars that we're talking about, in that the right wing are always pushing the angle that we need. They're still pushing gas, you know, the transition fuel. They're still pushing clean coal. They're still pushing nuclear. They're still pushing careers, the jobs angle, that this is important for jobs. And the song exhorts people to keep pushing back, you know. A lot of the time with these songs, it's the catchiest riffs that you can come up to, and then you'll have loads of lyric ideas, and then it's the ones that fit those particular riffs, you know, and that was, I think, one of the catchiest riffs on the album, and that lyric just happened to suit that song, you know.
Yeah, and how can people access your music? What platforms are they on, or the best way to listen to your music?
The music's on absolutely every platform, including all the ones in China, India, so Spotify, Apple Music, all the regular ones. Plus, if you want the lyrics, you want to see the lyrics, the free download of the album on Bandcamp, it contains a full lyric booklet. I've just uploaded the lyrics to Spotify as well, so you can see all the lyrics scrolling as they happen on Spotify if you want to sing along karaoke style.
No, that sounds great. Your songs are perfect to sing karaoke style too, I reckon. It's very right. Inclusive and... Yeah, we're glad that you make this kind of music. Matt, we are running a little bit out of time, so, you know, any last thoughts before we wrap up the interview?
Yeah, last thoughts are donate to 3CR. I just donated $50.
Great.
I think 3CR is really important, as our community radios right across the country, you know. It's very important to get all views out there to get closer to the truth, and that includes non-corporate views as well as the corporate media.
Great, yeah, thank you for plugging the 3CR Radiothon. Thank you, Matt, we love your rhymes and beats, and your music is telling the truth, so keep making it and keep writing your music columns for Green Left. It's really helpful when we're trying to choose songs for the program, radical songs, and even just, you know, if people out there want to find good progressive songs to listen to, go to Matt Ward's column in Green Left, and yeah, check out his album Climate Wars.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Matt.
See you.